it's too, too, too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too, too darn hot.
Too darn hot. That's what many people are thinking. Others might be reveling in it. Finally, a chance to dust off those summer dresses. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and with me is our weather expert, Cliff Mass. We've had excessive heat warnings and people in cooling shelters. Wildfires raging near Clay Ellum and Thorpe. We'll talk more about those in a moment. But first, Cliff, it's going to be hot again today. Then after that, the weather really starts changing. Tell us about the forecast for the week ahead.
Sure. Well, right now, it's actually a little bit cooler this morning. We had some marine air that pushed up the coast. Clouds have inundated the coastal areas. In fact, it got to Shelton. And so if you're on the coast, it's going to be cooler. Here in the interior, we're starting cooler, 5 to 10 degrees in some places. But the trouble is this cool marine air is very thin. It's going to burn out. The temperatures aloft are pretty much as warm. So today, I expect temperatures to get at least to 90, you know, high 80s to 90 in much of the interior. A few places away from the water could even get into the low 90s. So one more warm day. Then tomorrow, it's going to be a step down. We're going to get a little bit more marine air. Temperatures are going to drop back into the 80s. And then Sunday, we get much more marine air, much more of an onshore push, and temperatures should slide back into the 70s. So today's the hottest day, and then a slide down. And then next week, it actually looks like we'll have very typical conditions. Highs in the mid-70s, low clouds in the morning that burn off in the late morning and the afternoon. So classic Seattle weather.
What's this I'm hearing about a thunder shower, perhaps?
That's right. Actually, this is something that we have to think about because there is a chance, you know, a significant chance, maybe 20, 30% of thunderstorms coming through late in the afternoon into the evening on Saturday. And this is associated with an upper-level trough that's going to swing through. Now, you know, the problem with this is that these are going to be high-base thunderstorms, which means that they'll have lightning and thunder, of course, but not a lot of rain.
Uh-oh.
And so the potential is there to start more fires on both sides of the mountains, but particularly to the east. So, and we have to watch this very carefully. Potential for thunderstorms late in the day on Saturday.
Right. So this latest bout of wildfires in Clay Ellum and in that environment, investigators are saying it was caused by humans, but it was really the winds that took it and made it go wild. Isn't it surprising that this doesn't happen more often?
Well, it turns out that area from roughly Clay Ellum into Ellensburg, that's a very windy place during the summertime. It is the worst place for a fire to get started because we have so much wind, sustained winds of, you know, 10 to 25 miles per hour, sometimes gusts higher to, you know, 30 miles per hour or more.
That's why we see windmills there for producing electricity.
Exactly. I mean, that's why the wind turbines are there. It's because of the sustained winds during the warm season. And so if you get a fire started by either artificial or natural means, that fire is stoked. And in fact, you know, when you get a fire going, it can move really fast because of the winds. And that's what happened. Friday, we had this little fire that exploded. And the rest is history.
So this week on your blog, you also wrote about how the heat wave here would help slow down the fires in Clay Ellum. Did that happen, and how does that work?
Well, the interesting thing is the strong winds are associated with low pressure in eastern Washington and high pressure in western Washington. When we have a super heat wave like we're having now, something called a thermal trough, an area of low pressure, moves up from California into western Washington. And so the pressure difference reverses. It's lower here in western Washington than over eastern Washington. So that saps the energy from those strong winds that hit Ellensburg, and that's exactly what happened. The winds there the last few days have actually not been very strong.
So we can take comfort in knowing that when we're sweltering here, that's helping firefighters over there.
That's right. You know, our heat wave was very important in helping them in Ellensburg. Now, the problem is everything's changing over the weekend. You know, the cool marine air is going to move back in here. High pressure is going to build into the west. And so it's going to go back to normal. Probably on Sunday, those westerly, northwesterly winds are going to push back down into, you know, Ellensburg and Clay Ellum. And if they don't have those fires under control, they could explode again as we get into Sunday and Monday.
An exciting weather forecast this week. Thank you, Cliff.
Sure.
And a special note, he'll be giving a talk on Wednesday, August 29th about global warming, separating the truth from the hype. That's on Orcas Island. Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can find out more at kplu.org. Keith Seinfeld will be back next week. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.